Hi, I'm Danielle Fox, an entertainment editor.
And I'm Dylan Rosenblatt, the sports editor.
And today we're going to be talking about the Academy Awards, which will premiere on Sunday.
And we'll be giving our predictions and brief overviews of each movie that we talk about for each category.
Okay, first we'll start with Best Picture. Okay, Dylan, what do you think?
I think King's Speech is going to win because it took all the major categories. It took best cast from the SAG Awards, it won the Golden Globe, and after the past few years, if you win both those, you're going to win the Academy Award.
I think that The Social Network is going to win. I think that it won a lot at, not the SAG Awards, which were the other ones?
Golden Globes?
Yeah, the Golden Globes. So I think it's pretty solid for Best Picture.
For Best Director, the nominees are Darren Aronofsky for Black Swan, David O. Russell for The Fighter, Tom Hooper for The King's Speech, David Fincher for Social Network, and the Coen brothers for True Grit. And I'm going with my pick as David Fincher for The Social Network.
Yeah, I'm going to have to agree with that. I think David Fincher's got it for The Social Network.
And it's usually the director for whoever wins Best Picture goes with the Best Director will win. But I think David Fincher did a better job with The Social Network with Aaron Sorkin's great writing, which we'll get to later, but I also think that's going to win for Best Adapted Screenplay. But on to Best Actor, here are the nominees.
Javier Bardem for Beautiful, Jeff Bridges for True Grit, Jesse Eisenberg for The Social Network, Colin Firth for The King's Speech, and James Franco for 127 Hours. And I think that Colin Firth is going to win for The King's Speech because his performance was incredible.
I completely agree, and I'm picking Colin Firth for The King's Speech also to win. For Best Actress, it's pretty much a two-person race between Annette Bening from The Kid's Alright and Natalie Portman from Black Swan, and I'm choosing Natalie Portman to win because her role in Black Swan was outstanding, and there's no one else that can compete with that. I don't even think Annette Bening's performance was as good as like anyone else in this category, although she did do a good job.
Yeah, I'm going to agree. I think Natalie Portman was fantastic. She did an incredible job portraying her character, and I think she's got the Oscar. For Best Supporting Actor, we have Christian Bale for The Fighter, John Hawkes for Winter's Bone, Jeremy Renner for The Town, Mark Ruffalo for The Kids Are All Right, and Jeffrey Rush for The King's Speech. And I think it's a race between Jeffrey Rush and Christian Bale. They both were incredible, but I think that Christian Bale's got it. I thought he was absolutely amazing, and if he doesn't get the Oscar, I actually think he's robbed.
Yeah, it's Christian Bale's race to lose, and I don't think he's going to lose this one. Even though Jeffrey Rush did a great job in King's Speech, Christian Bale did an amazing job as Dick Eklund in The Fighter. On to Best Supporting Actress. This is probably going to be the toughest category of the night between Amy Adams from The Fighter, Melissa Leo from The Fighter, and Hailee Steinfeld, the teenager from True Grit in her first ever role. And I'm going to choose Melissa Leo as the mother from Fighter of Mickey Ward and Dick Eklund. She did a great job.
Yeah, I think it's between Hailee Steinfeld of True Grit and Melissa Leo of The Fighter. I'm just going to actually, take a different road here, and I think I'm going to go with Hailee Steinfeld because she was really incredible, and I think that if she doesn't get this one, it's because, she's a new actress, but I think she really did an incredible job for her first movie.
Best animated feature, we don't really need to go over because everyone knows that Toy Story 3 is going to win that one, so let's go over to the screenplays for Best Original Screenplay, which I'm choosing The King's Speech to win. Because if it wins Best Picture, it has a Best Director nomination and a lot of acting nominations. And I think the screenplay was really well done, and I think it's going to win.
Yeah, I think for original screenplay, personally, I'd love to see The Fighter win, but I think it's going to be The King's Speech because it was another great film and it has the most popularity right now.
And for Best Adapted Screenplay, like I said before, Social Network's going to take this one, and there's no competition to it.
Yeah, I agree. It's going to be The Social Network. Now for the categories for, not categories, the nominees for Best Film Editing. We have Black Swan, The Fighter, The King's Speech, 127 Hours, and The Social Network. I'm actually going to go with The Social Network here. I thought the editing was really well done throughout the film and actually helped tell the story really well.
I do think Social Network did do a great job editing the film, but I'm going with King's Speech for this one, mainly because it's best picture, best screenplay, and it pretty much, it's being nominated for like all the main categories, and I don't think Social Network's gonna beat it, although I do want Social Network to win.
Okay, for best cinematography, we have Black Swan, Inception, The King's Speech, The Social Network, and True Grit. And I'm gonna go with The Social Network for this one again.
I'm choosing True Grit for this one because I think the lighting and the, like, in each scene of the whole movie, like, was just very well done. And Inception has a chance of winning also, but I think it's going to True Grit.
Yeah, and also a Black Swan, I thought, did a really good job with that too. So,
for some of the minor categories that we didn't really go over, for costume design, art direction, makeup, I think the art and costume design are both going to Alice in Wonderland.
Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah.
And makeup, I think, is going to The Wolfman for its great makeup on Benicio del Toro as the wolf.
Yeah, I agree with that too.
All right, now to talk about the 10 nominees for Best Picture, we can start off with Black Swan. What did you think about that movie?
I thought Black Swan was really, really well done. I know it kind of had a interesting ending. People have different interpretations of it. I think one thing that was really cool about it was kind of the symbolism throughout the movie of, you know, the ballet with Natalie Portman playing both swans. I thought it was really neat how, for most of the film, she was in all white and everybody else around her was black.
Yeah, they did a very good job in it. The acting in general was very, very well done by Natalie Portman and Mila Kunis, who some people think was snubbed from the Academy Awards after getting nominated for a SAG and a Golden Globe. But overall, the movie is very well done, with Darren Aronofsky as the director, with his twisted mind making a weird movie into like one of the favorite movies of the year. And talking about twisted endings, let's talk about Inception, the summer blockbuster that made a lot of money, that made all fans were going wild. There were some bad reviews, but I think all in all, this was the best movie of 2010.
I hated Inception. I'm not even gonna hide it. I thought the ending was awful. There was no ending. It was just blah. So I'm going to disagree with that. But moving on to The Fighter. That is actually, I don't think it's going to win, but that was my favorite film besides Toy Story 3 out of all of these films here. I thought The Fighter was just a great story, feel good movie. The acting was phenomenal. You know, I thought Mark Wahlberg was really good, even though he's not nominated. Christian Bale was just incredible, and obviously Melissa Leo and Amy Adams also did an incredible job as well.
I love The Fighter. I love the sports movies that get nominated, like Blindside last year. Although I didn't think that deserved a nomination, it's good to see like the sport movie that's in there. Fighter, it was a phenomenal movie. Although I didn't like Mark Wahlberg's performance in it, like the movie revolved around him training for it for like the past like 4 years, and I think all the acting in it was great. And on to Kids All Right. I thought this movie, not many people heard about before Oscar consideration, but it was the early favorite for all these awards. And that Benning, people were saying was that she was the guaranteed winner. And that was until Black Swan came out and Natalie Portman's performance blew everyone away. But I thought Kids Are All Right was a great movie, and the two young actors in it, Josh Hutcherson and Mia Wasikowska, really proved that they can act in serious roles.
Yeah, I didn't see this film yet, but I've heard a lot of great things about it. I've heard some not great things about it, but more on the good side. I've heard it's a really great, you know, some comedy in there that's really funny, and I heard it's a great story all around, you know, different interpretation of, you know, the all-American family.
And since we already talked about the King's Speech and Social Network, we can skip over those two, since I'm sure most of you out there have seen The Social Network, and King's Speech is one of the more popular movies of the year. So we can go on to 127 Hours. Did What did you think of that movie?
I actually did not see it because I'm not brave enough to watch someone, you know, cut off their arm. But I heard that he actually, James Franco, was able to sit there and watch himself in the movie, which I think is pretty interesting. And he said he wasn't bothered by it at all. But I've heard some great things about it. Everybody who I've talked to absolutely loves the movie and thinks it's a great story. And it's true, so.
I did see it. I thought it was a great movie, and like the movie was James Franco, and James Franco did an amazing job. If The King's Speech was not out this year, then I think that James Franco would win Best Acting category for his great performance as Aaron Ralston. On to Toy Story 3, one of the more popular movies of our generation, as the third movie in the trilogy of the Toy Story franchise.
I actually think that Toy Story 3 is arguably the best picture of the year, just all around for everyone. But, I mean, fortunately, I don't think it's going to win, being an animated film. But I do think it was a great film. I thought that it was really, really amazing how they could take just, you know, a kid's story and just make it apply to people of all ages. You know, it had comedy for kids and adults, and I just thought the ending was really nice to take this kind of, you know, silly story that it originated as and turn it into something that everybody can connect to and relate to.
I completely agree with that, and since I can pretty much say that everyone can see this movie like at any age and would enjoy it, and if you don't, then I have nothing to say to you. On to True Grit, the Coen brothers' Western movie of a remake that John Wayne starred and won for Rooster Cogburn, that Jeff Bridges was nominated for. I thought this movie was good. It had the Coen brothers' comedy and weird twists in it. Matt Damon was the funny parts in it, and they had up-and-comer Hailee Steinfeld get nominated for her role, and she did a great job. I thought this movie was one of the better ones of this category.
Yeah, I thought True Grit was all right. I wasn't a huge fan. I thought it was a good movie to watch. I thought the humor was pretty good throughout the movie. It was kind of dry, but it worked, and it was really good. And Jeff Bridges was just great as always. So, and also Hailee Steinfeld was incredible as well.
And did you see Winter's Bone this year?
I did not see Winter's Bone. Did you see it?
I actually rented the DVD and I watched it, and I thought it was a very good job. I thought that was a very good movie. I was kind of disappointed to see that this was nominated instead of The Town, which
yeah.
I actually thought was like one of the better thrillers of the year. But Winter's Bone, Jennifer Lawrence in her first movie, the 20-year-old actress who was nominated, did a great job along with John Hawkes as her uncle in the movie. They were both great together, and this movie in general was a good one, and I suggest that people should go and see it.
Yeah, so those are the 10 movies for Best Picture.
And that sums up our predictions and analysis over all these movies, so please watch the Oscars on ABC at 8 o'clock on Sunday.
All right, bye.